Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And today we are going to be talking about talking. Today's episode I'm calling TMI, Too Much Information. You know, a lot of times people have to really work at being able to be authentic, at really being able to share and share in a very honest way. But is there such a thing as too much sharing? Today we're going to be talking about not only how the amount that we share and the way that we share it can affect our relationships, but also what is the effect on ourselves? What is the effect on our bodies? Where does it, you know, hit us when we're not speaking our truth? It's really interesting that on an energetic level, those of you who are familiar with chakras, there is the throat chakra, and there are many chakras throughout the body, but most people focus on the core chakras that follow along the axial skeleton that move along the spine. And the fifth chakra is the throat chakra. There are those who believe that if somebody is not speaking their truth, if they're not able to say the things they need to say, that that area of the body actually will physically become tighter. And maybe people have chronic neck pains or chronic TMJ. And while as a chiropractor, I know that there are a lot of different reasons for neck pain. And there's a lot of different reasons that someone might have difficulty in their jaw or, you know, are unable to seek relief, you know, for discomforts in those regions. Maybe headaches that come from the neck being out of alignment. And I am also very much in support of the fact that the body, the mind, and the spirit all work together. If something is affecting one of them, it's going to affect all of them. So, yes, in my practice, I have found people who were resisting speaking out, and whether that meant physically they were clenching their jaws or they were clenching in their sleep, or if it was just that emotional piece of not being able to get out what they need to share, when they do actually share it, when they do speak up, when they do speak their truth, in many cases I've had patients with long-standing neck pain resolve once they actually said what they needed to say. Is this the cause of every neck pain? Nope. And should everything structurally be checked out to make sure it's all well and good? Yes. And if you have a chronic neck or throat issue that there doesn't seem to be a reason for, I mean, you know, people go to the doctor and it's like, well, they checked it out. There was nothing wrong. There was no infection. There was no this. There was no that. The x-rays didn't show anything. Yet there's always this tension, this tightness. I mean, think about when you're very upset. What's the phrase? All choked up. When that lump is in your throat, when you're in a really emotional state, that is an energetic based in the emotion that is triggering a physical response. I mean, it's not psychosomatic. This is straight physiology for physiology. When our emotions create a release of hormones, those hormones have very particular jobs, and it can create discomfort in various parts of your body. So if you're withholding something that needs to come out, if you're not saying it, it's going to express itself some way. There's a saying that the body cries the tears that the eyes don't. And the body will also manifest the pain of not being able to express yourself. So let's talk a little bit about being authentic. Now, does that mean that you go and say horrible, hurtful things and say, well, I'm just being authentic. I'm just telling it like it is. Yes, that is true. And you can do that. That is a choice. No judgment on it. But understand there are consequences. And sometimes the truth can be a little much if you pile it all on at once. And when you want to consider, why am I telling this person this? Often in spiritual paths and in spiritual works, many amazing things happen. And one of the things that I was always told was, if I feel like sharing it, take a moment to think, why am I sharing this? Is it to get attention? Am I sharing it because I want to impress somebody? Am I sharing it because I really am not sure that I believe it? When you look at why you're sharing what you're sharing, give yourself a minute with that before you start talking about something. Are you breaching a confidence? Is it gossip? There's an old saying that says, gossip is defined by making someone a part of the problem who is not a part of the solution. When we want to share things, yeah, maybe it is important to share it, and maybe it is appropriate to share it, and maybe it's not. If you wonder whether or not you should say something, usually you shouldn't. If there's that little bit of, well, I don't know, but it's really good and I really have to tell somebody, then you make a choice. It's not about that being good. It's not about that being bad. It's about being able to be honest with ourselves as to why you want to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Now, often in the case of people who experience rather traumatic things that are very, very personal, say maybe it was a very hard childhood memory of some type of abuse, or you know, maybe it was some sort of a violation. While it is very, very important to communicate and talk about it, it is also important to recognize that it doesn't all have to come out at once. That this individual, let's say you're dealing with someone who has an issue, one of these really serious issues. First off, should you be the one that they're talking to? Meaning by that, make sure that this person is getting as much of the best support as they can. And often they'll talk about things to people. It's like, well, I'm not really trained to deal with this, but let me connect you with somebody who is. You know, would you be willing to talk to them? Sometimes people just want to talk to get something out. They don't want advice. They don't want input. And if someone is sharing something that is really deep and really intense, sometimes the best thing you can do is just hold that space for them and let them know. Now, if somebody tells you something and you feel that maybe it's an indication that either they may harm themselves or harm another, yes, that is an excellent time to go out and talk to somebody to get that extra input to make sure that that person is going to be okay. So when it comes to taking care of somebody, to helping somebody out, yes, you can go as your heart tells you. If you want to involve somebody else who can help the situation. But if it's just, hey, guess what I heard? Yeah, that's not a good thing to do. One, would you want your privacy or your deep personal processes shared with, you know, random people? Probably not. Now, if you're the one going out there and sharing yourself with, you know, with other people and your experiences and things like that, then, hey, if that's your choice, go for it. And sometimes something is much more powerful if you hold on to it. If you, you know, have this huge epiphany or this, like, oh, my God, wow, or, you know, you go into a sweat lodge and you have this amazing experience, or you do a meditation and you have an amazing experience, sometimes you want to sit on that for a little bit. Sometimes you want to just kind of hold on to it and meditate on it and see really what it has to teach you. One of the current social media pieces that is I find tremendously interesting is like Facebook and MySpace. Does anybody do MySpace anymore? I don't know. There's Google Plus. There's all these different type of social networking type of things. And it never ceases to amaze me the type of things that people are willing to share. And realize there's, once again, if you choose to share it consciously and knowingly and all of that, hey, blessings and good luck. And understand that when we put something out, especially if it's a very emotional issue, your first response to it may not be your response after thinking about it for a little bit. Do we really want to put stuff out there just in the moment of passion, in that moment of intensity? In some cases, yes. Well, especially if it's good news, if it's something exciting, that's wonderful. Oh my gosh, that's so great. And if it's something that is personal, if it's a personal conflict between two people and it's going out on Facebook to be judged and ruled and sided with, does that really promote a solution? Does that really bring it out into that place of, you know what, there's something that we can learn from this? And I know there are folks out there who love the Facebook. And, hey, I think it's a wonderful way to keep in connection with people. As I have said many times, there is light and shadow in everything. And I remember I was helping to coordinate a few of my high school reunions, and Facebook was invaluable. It was just so great to be able to connect with people. And it is wonderful to be able to have that forum where, like, you know, I really want to share something, and let me just put it out there. And is it really the place to go into relationship issues? Is it really the place to express your displeasure at a friend that you didn't even tell to their face what's going on? And then they read it on Facebook that, oh my gosh. I have had friends who told me they found out they were going to be grandparents on Facebook. I have had friends who found out their children were engaged to be married on Facebook. And the idea of the social interaction, especially between friends, between family members, I really think that that is a very sacred thing and is a lot better done on a little bit less of an open forum. Also, if your authenticity is a little on the controversial side, really consider when you're putting stuff out there, a lot of jobs right now are actually saying, all right, pull up your Facebook. We want to see what it is you've been posting. We want to see what the people around, you know, who you're involved with have been posting. And you can read it in the news, and I'm sure they will figure out a way to make that illegal, but at this point, there are companies that are doing it as a requirement to being hired. And there are a lot of people unemployed. And so the employers have at least a little bit of a leeway in picking and choosing. At this point, it is not illegal for them to do that, at least not in the state of California. And I'm sure it's in court. I'm sure it's being disputed and debated and all of that stuff. And when they go into these social networks, what is it that you want to be presented? I mean, there's one called LinkedIn that is very much a professional site, and it is, that's really their entire focus, which is very cool. But companies are now looking at the social websites. And depending on how controversial your views may be, and believe me, I appreciate and honor the fact that everybody can have their own opinion, no matter how controversial it is or whether I agree with it or not. If it's yours, then I bless you with it, and hope for the best. So when we express ourselves in a state of emotion, and over this past weekend, a wonderful, wonderful practitioner named Mark Takata, who is an acupuncturist out of Half Moon Bay, and he is just amazing. He taught a class on toning, which is using the voice and using sound to be able to help the body go into a state of healing. And it's really phenomenal. And one of the things he said during the little class he gave, I just love. He said, emotion is energy in motion. And really, that's what it is. Because if you think of all your emotions merely as frequencies, as energetics, then that takes some of the sting out of it. It's not that you're angry. You're experiencing an energetic that is flavored in a way that it manifests anger. So when you look at when you're in that state of either anger or hurt or something like that, when you're speaking your truth, are you really speaking your truth or are you speaking your emotions? It is fascinating how often people will just reach a place of, you know, I just had to say it. I just had to say it. And at the same time, you've got people on the other end of the spectrum who are burying their feelings and their emotions and everything down inside of them to the point that they're actually making themselves ill. My friends, either end of this spectrum are not good. They're not good for you physically, mentally, or spiritually. Everything has light and shadow. Everything has its place in the universe. What that place is, don't ask me to explain. I definitely don't have all the answers. And what I do hold to is that when I put something out into the universe, it has an expanding effect. Once it's out there, even if it's something that I apologize for, it's still out there. You cannot take back the hurt of a statement that you made in a moment of anger. And it may even be that it wasn't something that was, you know, really intended at the moment to hurt. Some of the most hurtful statements have been made really with the best of intentions. And often the person doesn't even realize that they've said something hurtful. And a lot of times you've got to go back and say, hey, you know what, that was really hurtful. They may look at you and go, what? What, really? Really? Because their interpretation of it was not that it would be a hurtful thing. And when we just express ourselves, we can speak a truth. It is very difficult to have the truth because the truth can shift slightly from one person to another. We each have our own truths and what makes us authentic. And when we are able to find balance with that, to find balance in each moment, when we want to share something, or especially if it's that, you know what, you're going to get this right between the eyes, why do we need to do that? Why in that moment do we make that choice of, I'm going to say something hurtful? Is it because we're hurting? Is it because, you know, and sometimes you have to tell somebody something hurtful in order to help them realize it. And it's just amazing what comes up. And it looks like we have George, and I'm not sure where George is from, but he has something that he'd like to share. So, hello, George. You're on with Dr. Eileen.
Hi there. Thank you very much.
Ah, thank you. Where are you from, George?
Well, I'm actually in India at the moment, but I'm from the UK. Well, my parents are from India. I moved to UK. I'm in India at the moment on holidays.
Oh, wonderful. So what would you like to share?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you very much. I'm a big listener of show.
Oh, thank you.
I like interesting philosophies. I'm very interested in the process and listen to different opinions. It's very good for me. But I was thinking about the social media side.
Mm-hmm.
I think people nowadays share too much information on internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I on website every day and see many things I didn't like to see about my daughter, who's 17, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I not go through in detail, but let's just say she had a party time with a horse.
Oh, okay.
And I see those pictures on the internet, and my beloved friends have liked it and commented, and I think very bad. And like, I'm with the opinion we need to tone down on the social media.
Yeah. I mean, and it really is. It's a lot of times with our young people, they don't seem to realize the impact that, you know, things have, that, you know, you put something out there and it is going to stay there. It is, you know, really something that, you know, it can come back and it can haunt you.
Well,
so,
I tell her she'd be looking for a job in 2 years.
What part of India are you from, George?
Pardon?
What part of India are you in?
Me? I'm in the central state.
Oh, okay.
Central state, Delhi. I've only come here for holiday. I'm not actually from India. I live in UK.
Oh, okay. You live in the UK. Where in the UK?
The UK. I'm near, heard of Liverpool.
Oh, okay. All right. So, George, how do you handle it when you feel that there's something that you need to share? How do you go through that process of really knowing what to share and what not to share?
Well, I find the best way is to masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. If I'm angry, I go to the room, I have a quick tug, I jizz, and then my problems, I think about it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, George, and I really appreciate you calling all the way from India, and I hope you find your way back into the UK and that everything is safe and wonderful. All righty, now we've got just a little bit of time, and there's a couple of things that I would really like to share. One is that for those of you who are located here in the Bay Area, there is going to be a class on an introduction to didgeridoo, and the class is going to be on Tuesday the 26th at 6:30, and it's going to be here at the Center for Creative Living, and it is going to be, I believe it is $10 to get into the class, but it's a lovely class being taught by my friend Norbeth. And there is also going to be a meditation that I'm going to be doing, which is going to be very, very cool. It's sort of connecting with Earth-based energies, and that's going to be on July 10th at 6:30 p.m. here at the Center for Creative Living. And also on August 1st, for those in the Bay Area, I'm going to be at East West Bookstore, and I will be talking about my book. I'll be talking about some other really interesting energetic sort of processes, and that'll be at 7:30. Now, if you want to attend any one of our local events, you can find out about more information about us at healinghouse.com, which is the-healing-house.com. Or you can go on to meetup.com and look up Divine Events. And that will show a calendar of events that we have, that I participate in, that my friend Norbeth puts together. So if you are in the area, please, please, please look up one of our events and come on in. And if it's a book signing, Healing House Radio listeners, if you come up, tell me that you heard me on the radio, then I will give you a free book, and we can chat for a bit. So it is always, you know, just so fun when I have folks who come up and who talk to me about radio shows that they've heard and all kinds of, you know, things that are going on in their lives. And it really is so touching to me that, you know, I get callers from all over the world. And it is always fascinating, you know, when you have an open forum for a radio, just what may come up. and what may be discussed and what may be shared. And I cannot think of a more appropriate venue than a show talking about too much information. So when we look at what we share, when we look at what we put out there, when we look at what it is that we are going to bring out into the world, we really need to take a thought, to take a moment, to take a breath, saying, okay, why am I sharing this particular thing? Am I sharing it to improve something? Am I sharing it to make a situation better? Or am I sharing it because I really, you know, just kind of want the attention? So it's always important when people are sharing things that maybe what comes out is not exactly what you were expecting. Maybe it may shock you. It may startle you. But what happens is we cannot control what other people are going to do. We can only control how we respond to it. And most of the time, less is more. Most of the time, you know, even when somebody says or does something that's in a shocking way, look behind what is said and go, wow, what is really behind this person saying it? What is really, you know, where is this coming from? You know, where is the connection that is missing? And oftentimes, yeah, it's really a lot more balanced to just kind of go, well, wasn't that interesting, and move on. You know, it's often if you get stirred up about someone being authentic, take a look at where it is that it's upsetting you, and if it is something that's inappropriate, then, you know, say it or walk away or stop listening or, you know, respond to it in some way that you feel is in balance. I mean, if they want to be authentic, so can you. And when you're being authentic, so can someone else. And our authenticity doesn't always go into alignment. And it's all okay because we're all here, we're all learning, we're all making our mistakes. We're all bringing ourselves into balance and taking ourselves out of balance. The trick is when we're communicating and when we're listening, because communication is a two-way process, it's important that we make an effort to just be able to be in that place of non-judgment. And if it's not your cup of tea, say, wow, that's not my cup of tea, and God bless, see you later. Or if there's something behind it, it's a wonderful opportunity to exercise our own minds. It's like, wow, okay, where would that come from? Because sometimes, and we all have people in our lives who share either way too much or share way too little. And that's just the nature of the world we live in. We're always going to end up with something that comes out at any given time that is like, whoa, wait a minute, what? So we take that, whoa, wait a minute, what, take a breath and go, okay, how do I choose to respond to it? Do I want to feed into something that I didn't agree with, or do I remove the energy from it? Do I take it away? Do I go, well, that was interesting, and then not carry that with me? It's sort of like going to a barbecue in white. The trick is don't get any on you. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and I wish you all a wonderful week. I will be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock, and we can have another interesting conversation, maybe not quite as interesting as this one, but it should never be boring. What is it? There's an old curse, may you live in interesting times. So I wish you all fun, interesting times, and an amazing weekend, and an amazing week. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Blessings to you all, and try to have some fun. Take care. Bye-bye.